The primary commands with the Lord's table are to remember Jesus and to examine ourselves. Have you ever questioned why we are asked to respond to these commands? As a part of remembering Jesus and examining ourselves, I want to encourage you this morning with 1 Corinthians chapter 11. So let's turn to chapter 11, 1 Corinthians, verses 23 through 28. Please read with me as we go through this. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But a man must examine himself, and in so doing he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup." Let's pray. Father, thank you for your willingness to send your Son to the cross so that we might have the hope of salvation. We know that prior to salvation, we were helpless, unrepentant enemies of God. It is only through your power and your grace that we can be at peace with you and no longer fear your wrath. We know that it was totally in your power to save us, and it is totally within your power to keep us saved now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. At the Last Supper, Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Jesus knew that his disciples would need a reminder to proclaim his death and resurrection. And he knows that we also need that reminder. Do this in remembrance of me. In our busyness, our trials, our anxieties, our fears, we are constantly in battle to remember Jesus, to reflect on the gospel, the good news. We often honor him with our lips, but our hearts may be far from him. Christ himself has designated that we come together and celebrate the Lord's Supper. It is a time to examine and remember. Let's look again at 1 Corinthians 11, verses 24 and 25. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." What should we remember? We need to remember that Jesus drank the cup of God's wrath so that we could drink the cup of salvation. We need to remember Jesus as our sacrifice for sin so that we might be freed from sin and alive to God. Praise him for that. We need to remember Jesus, the Lamb of God whose life could not be spared, so that we might live with him forever. Last but not least, Jesus. Remember Jesus and his death, with which he served both God and man. How do we remember Jesus' death and resurrection? Look again at the text. Verse 26 says, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Listen to that. We proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. To proclaim his death means that you will preach the gospel, you will make known the gospel, you will teach the gospel. We are to proclaim his death. Christians, we believe in the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. We believe that he came into the world as God in human flesh. We believe he shed his blood on his cross as a sacrifice for our sins. And we believe he rose again, conquering sin and death, and is seated at the right hand of God. We believe that through his power, we were redeemed. And through his power, we will someday be glorified with him. We believe. Let's take a look at verse 28. But a man must examine himself, and in so doing, he is to eat the bread and drink of the cup. Examine. What does it mean to examine yourself? The Greek word for examine is dokimazo. It means to test, to carefully inspect, to determine if we are in alignment with God's mind and his will. It is self-examination of your life and your motives. It is an examination of your attitude towards God and toward others. And how do we do that? I'm going to take you to Hebrews 4, 12 through 13. You don't have to go there. I will read it. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than a two-edged sword, and piercing as far as a division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. The word of God is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of our hearts. It is through his word we are able to see rightly our sin and the conditions of our hearts. And if we sincerely with our whole hearts ask our Almighty God to reveal the depths of our beings, he is faithful to do so. It is then our responsibility to be prepared to repent fully of what God makes known to us. If we go back to verse 27 in this passage, you will see that we need to be careful not to take communion in an unworthy manner. It says, therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. What does unworthy look like? Here are a few examples. It is coming to the Lord's table with a careless and indifferent attitude. It is coming to the Lord's table with unconfessed sin. It is coming with an irreverence for the gospel. Be careful to examine yourselves in a worthy manner, and when you've examined yourselves, then you eat of the bread and drink of the cup. In the celebration of communion, we remember how we were rescued from sin's curse and its penalty. If you're here today and God has given you the grace, given his grace to you to believe in Christ's death and resurrection, please celebrate communion with us. However, if you are a believer and you are in unrepentant sin, please confess it, repent, and then join us. If you are not saved by God's grace, we beg you on the behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God, repent of your sins, and believe in the saving work of Jesus' death on the cross. If you refuse to do so, you need to know that you will remain under sin's power. You're helpless. You are an enemy of God and subject to the wrath of an angry God. Please don't leave today without talking with an elder at Grace Bible Church or the person who brought you. We ask that you allow the elements to pass you by at this time. The men will now bring the elements. When your heart is ready, please take communion on your own. Thank you.